Since it's technically Monday as I record this, I figured I'd do a not safe for work questionnaire. One that I have been recommended to do quite a bit. I just haven't had the time to do it. So I figured I would just go through it with you while I just enjoy myself. So let's go through it. It's the Rice Purity Test, by the way. Which is just a series of questions to figure out how pure you are. So, I don't expect to score very high. Or I guess I will be scoring high. I'm not entirely sure how it's being judged. So, we'll see. Question one. Have you ever held hands romantically? Yes, I have. Question two. Have you ever been on a date? Yeah. Question three. Have you been in a relationship? Yeah. Question four, have you danced without leaving room for Jesus? Yeah. Question five, have you kissed a non-family member? Yeah. Question six, have you kissed a non-family member on the lips? Yeah. French kissed? Yeah. French kissed in public? Yeah. Kissed on the neck? Yeah. Kissed horizontally? Yeah. Given or received a hickey? Yeah. Multiple times. Kissed or been kissed on the breast? I have kissed, yeah. Kissed someone below the belt? That's one of my favorite things to do. Kissed for more than 2 hours consecutively? 2 hours? Maybe? I don't know. I mean, maybe 2 hours feels like a really long time to be making out with someone. Maybe I did when I was younger. I don't know if I've, maybe, I don't know, 2 hours, it's just consecutively for 2 hours, that's the part that's like, I'm being hung up on, because I know I've definitely kissed someone consecutively for like an hour maybe, but 2 hours, I don't know, I'm going to say yeah, maybe when I was in high school, I could totally see that happening, but yeah, I don't know. 15, played a game involving stripping, yes. Seen or been seen by another person in a sexual context, yeah. Masturbated, yeah, I have. Masturbated to pictures or video, yeah. Masturbated while someone else was in the room, yeah. Been caught masturbating, yeah. Masturbated with an inanimate object, yes. Speaking of which, let me go get that. Seen or read pornographic material, yeah. Massaged or been massaged sexually, yeah. Gone through the motions of intercourse while fully dressed. Like unzip my pants and like through the fly kind of deal? Because if so, yeah. Undressed or been undressed by member of preferred sex, yeah. Showered with member of preferred sex, yeah. Fondled or had your butt cheeks fondled. Yeah, I fondled butt cheeks. I don't know if my butt cheeks have been... Yeah, my butt cheeks have probably been fondled once or twice. Fondled breasts, yeah. Fondled or had your genitals fondled, yeah. Have or been given blue balls, yeah. Had an orgasm due to someone else's manipulation, yeah. Sent explicit texts or instant messengers, yeah, I have. Sent or received explicit photographs. Yeah. Engaged in sexually explicit activity over video chat, yeah. Cheated on a significant other during a relationship, no, I have not. Purchased contraceptive, yeah. Given oral, yeah. I love it. Received oral, yeah. Ingested someone else's genital secretions. I don't love the wording there, but yeah, 100%. Used a sex toy with a partner, yeah. Spent a night with a member of preferred sex, yeah. Been walked in on while engaging in a sexual act, yeah. Kicked a roommate out to commit a sexual act. I have not, no. Ingested alcohol in a non-religious context, yeah. Played a drinking game, yeah. Been drunk, yeah. Fake sobriety to parents or teacher. Yeah. Had severe memory loss due to alcohol. Yeah. Used tobacco. Yeah. Used marijuana. Yeah. Used drugs stronger than marijuana. Yeah. Used methamphetamine, crack cocaine, PCP, horse tranquilizer, or heroin. Only the last one, unfortunately. Have been sent to the principal's office, dean, or judicial's affair representative for disciplinary action. Yeah. Been put on disciplinary probation or suspension. Yeah. Urinated in public. Yeah. Gone skating dipping. Yeah. Gone streaking. Yeah. Seen a stripper. Not in a working capacity, but yeah. Had police called on you. Yeah. Run from the police. Yeah. Had police question you. No. Well, yeah. Had police handcuff you. Yeah. Been arrested. No. Been convicted of a crime. No. Been convicted of a felony. No. Been convicted of vandalism. No. Had sexual intercourse. Yes. Had sexual intercourse 3 or more times in 1 night. Yeah. Question 69 is just a question mark. Yeah. Had sexual intercourse 10 or more times. Yeah. Had sexual intercourse in 4 or more positions. Yeah. Had sexual intercourse with a stranger or a person you met within 24 hours. Yes. Had sexual intercourse in a motor vehicle. Yes. Had sexual intercourse outdoors. Yes. Had sexual intercourse in public. Yes. Had sexual intercourse in a swimming pool or hot tub. Yes. Had sexual intercourse in a bed not belonging to you or your partner. Yes. Had sexual intercourse while you and your partner's parents were in the same home. Yes. Had sexual intercourse with a non-participating third member in the same room. No, not really. No. Joined the Mile High Club? No, I haven't. Participated in a booty call with a partner whom you are not in a relationship with? Yes. Traveled 100 miles or more for the primary purpose of sexual intercourse? No, I have not. Had sexual intercourse with a partner with a 3 or more year age difference? Yes. Had sexual intercourse with a virgin? Yes. Had sexual intercourse without a condom? Yes. Had an STI test due to reasonable suspicions? No. Had an STI? No. Had a three-way? No. Attended an orgy? No. Had 2 or more distinct acts of sexual intercourse with 2 or more people within 24 hours? No. Had sexual intercourse with 5 or more partners at the same time? Or over the course of your life? Because over the course of my life, yeah, probably. Been photographed or filmed during sexual intercourse by yourself or others? Yes. Had period sex? Yes. Had anal sex? Yes. Had a pregnancy scare? Yes. Impregnated someone or been impregnated? No. Paid or been paid for sexual acts? Yeah, I have been. Committed an act of voyeurism? No. Committed an act of incest? No. Engaged in bestiality? No. All right. My score is 18. I have no idea what that means. Let me look up. Let's see. Let's see. So, a score of 100 to 98, you are as pure as gold. Very few people fall into this band. 97 to 94, you're quite pure. Perhaps you've been kissed or held hands with someone. 93 to 77, you are an average pure. You probably love someone. 76 to 45, your purity is tainted. You've had numerous naughty experiences, used drugs, or had trouble with the law. 44 to 9, Your purity is very tainted. You probably consumed hardcore drugs, been to jail, or been intimate in public. I haven't been to jail. I didn't consume hardcore drugs for very long. And, yeah, I have been intimate in public. If you got 8 to 0, you're as corrupted as they come. You've engaged in some pretty wild acts, including paying or being paid for intimacy. All right. Well, I mean, I think I did decent. I don't think it's terrible. Oh, wow. So the survey originated in Rice University, Houston, Texas, in 1924 to gauge students' level of maturity and to help them bond with each other. The Rice Purity Test has undergone several refinements over the years to reach a modern form. It has long since found life online as a popular way to have fun with some friends. So, yeah, my purity score is an 18, which, I mean, I think that's not terrible. I don't think that's that bad. I mean, to be fair, though, I am performing sexual acts for people to listen to, so I guess that does make me a little bit impure. But I'm okay with that. Speaking of which, I should just finish what I started. I mean, after all, there's no sense letting this go to waste. Right? What do you say? I'd love to know how pure or impure you've been. Let me know. The Rise Purity Test. If you have another naughty questionnaire you'd like me to take, please let me know. I love answering naughty questions. Anyway, I'm gonna go get some sleep. You have a good night, okay?